Blog Talk Radio.
You have just tuned in to an episode of Paranormal Horizons with your hosts, Jason Ophir, Sherry Pang, and Maria Wilson Duff. Stay tuned as we enter into the world of the paranormal, a world of ghosts, UFOs, and generally anything unexplained. The show is about to begin. I'm Jason Ophir here with Maria Wilson Duff. Maria, how's it hanging?
It's going pretty good. Glad to hear you back on the air.
Well, it was not, it's a lot of effort. You know, we've been having some trouble the last, I don't even know. My setup is kind of complicated because I have a very expensive computer. And I have microphone and all this other stuff, and there's 60 billion wires. And it's been working great thus far until a month ago, and for some reason I can't get heard. So I had to dig in my drawers and find a headset and break out the laptop and just so I could be heard. It's been kind of it's been frustrating.
Yeah, I imagine so. Well, even this evening's been kind of weird. Just some weird stuff going on.
we were having trouble there just trying to, for me to hear you. It's been really strange. I'm starting to think that some shadow government is not wanting to hear our voices.
I kind of think it's the aliens, your buddies.
Yeah. I don't know why aliens wouldn't want us to talk paranormal, but we are here and it appears to be working fruitfully. And since I actually haven't been on in a while, I'll give everybody an update. Let's see. I was on vacation, took a road trip. I saw Crater Lake for the first time ever, which it was kind of a disappointment because, first of all, I didn't realize just to drive up there. Well, it's an hour off the main road, so we drive in an hour, we get up to the gate, and it's $25 just to drive in. Can you believe that?
Oh, no, I can't. That's crazy.
So we get up there, and, like, the majority of it's closed. Like, you can't drive around the crater. There's one spot that's open that you can see Crater Lake, and they were so cheap. So you pay the $25, and the dude didn't even have any maps. Like, he was out of maps, and he's like, pulls out this laminated map, and he's like, oh, do you want to take a picture of the map? And I'm like, it's $25, so I'm not going to drive back an hour. So I shoveled out the $25 and then pouted for the next three hours complaining about paying $25. So we ended up seeing it. Took a few pictures. Was only up there for like 10 minutes, snapped some pictures, and then headed down. So I've been on vacation. Last week was the first week back at work, which I wasn't too enthusiastic about, but uneventful. So what's been going on with you?
Just all kinds of stuff, but it's all farm and MUFON stuff, so I don't know how interesting any of that is.
Well, you know, MUFON's interesting.
Well, MUFON, Louisiana got a new field investigator this past week, which I'm really excited about because Louisiana, they have a lot of field investigators, but life gets in the way, and a lot of them have had to kind of bow out for a little while, become inactive. And so we've kind of been a little bit shorthanded. And then MUFON is doing a shakeup with some of their teams. So that's kind of it's kind of different on the approach that they're trying to take than normal. So we'll see how that pans out. So it should be all good.
There been any interesting sightings lately? UFOs?
I've had a couple, and it's real black triangles, and you know those are reports that we normally get in, and me talking about it is not going to give out any kind of military secrets, and it's not a no-no, because sightings are reported on MUFON's website, and it's MUFON.com. If you want to check it out, they can show you the last 20 UFO sightings at any time. But
cool.
Usually, yeah, it's really great to see that they get that information out publicly. And anybody can get on there and get newsletters. You don't have to be a member. You can get newsletters to find out they're going on, and books that a lot of the people on here write and things like that. It's wonderful. But usually on our black triangles, when you hear about them, they're objects that come across the sky and they're no sound. They're very solid looking and they pass overhead, and there's a point A to point B. The last one that I was involved with, this gentleman and his girlfriend, they saw it for just a little while to the west, I believe it was. And it seemed like everything turned off. They were on a very busy road. They were walking down the street, taking a normal evening walk that they take. And it seemed like all sounds just shut off. They didn't hear vehicles. They heard nothing. It was just total, complete silence. And then whenever this decided to leave, he said when it left, you saw it turn, and then when it took off, it like left wisps of feathers is what it looked like. Or like when you take a paintbrush and put it on a canvas and take a swipe, and the part where you run out of paint is what it looked like when it left. So, to me, that was very interesting, because he said both of them said that the sound just stopped. It was like they were in an alternate reality and that they were just looking at this. And, of course, there were no other sightings that were reported anything like it. So, who knows? They might have stepped into a different dimension for just a few seconds.
Well, I just happened to pull up the MUFON website, and it does show a lot of interesting sightings. And it just should remind us all. I think we tend to look at the ground when we walk. We just don't pay a lot of attention, but start looking up more towards the sky, we'll probably see a lot of things. One thing I did want to mention is this is going to be the new Paranormal Horizons time, 7 o'clock, a little bit earlier, and I think that works better for everyone. Well, especially you, since you're on the other side of the country.
Yeah, it does work quite a bit better for me, and I do appreciate you changing the time to help me out, because an hour's sleep is so much better than nothing at all.
Well, you know, and I don't even know why we did it at 8. I don't even remember why we did it at 8 to begin with, but 7 o'clock seems to work a lot better. And, oh, the other thing I wanted to mention is our Facebook page has exploded again. We're on the verge of 40,000 likes. And our post reach for last week is over 7 million. Which I don't know how that works with just that many likes, but our memes are getting out there.
Yeah. Yeah, if you want to know about paranormal stuff, don't go to our Facebook page, because we post nothing there.
Yeah, there's really nothing paranormal except the episode of, when we're going to have our show. So, that's very exciting. We're getting out there, and, you know, maybe it's not necessarily the way that we want to get out there, but getting out there is getting out there. So that's new and exciting. The other thing I wanted to mention, something that crossed my mind, was have you been noticing a lot of news about all these asteroids that are near misses? It seems like, you know, every once in a while we'd hear this, but every time I look, you know, for news online, they're saying this one's just missed us or that one's just missed us. Have you noticed that?
I have, and I think it's really interesting. Spaceweather.com, they have, and I love looking at this website, but they have a whole list of near-Earth asteroids that they know about. What we hear on the news is the ones that they find that they didn't know about, and it's because they just missed us. And it wasn't long ago we had one that skirted by that was between us and the moon, and they didn't know about it until it was like, oh, look out, here it comes.
I swear, we're going to get nailed one of these days.
Well, okay, so would you rather want to know about it if we did or not?
Probably not. I mean, well, if this is something that's going to wipe out civilization on the planet, I don't think I'd want to know about it. I mean, just come on, bring it. Ignorance in that case is certainly bliss.
Right. Well, you know, that's kind of like a huge earthquake that's going to hit. We're not going to know about it. They just keep telling you to be prepared in case it does.
And if it does, I'm screwed because I'm in the basement of an old hospital, which means I'm going to be crushed. I just hope I'm crushed and not one of these, you know, where I'm trapped in the rubble for weeks and then die slow death.
This is true. This is true. Yeah. Nobody, those are amazing stories too. That's a lot of near death experiences bravo to people that survive things like that. Apparently, they have an awesome purpose in life to be buried for that long and then come out unscathed.
Like all those miners in, what was it, Chile years ago, and they were down trapped in the mines for months. I mean, I couldn't imagine. That's got to mess with your head once you get out of there.
Oh, sure. Sure. Anything like that has got to be horrible. I bet you'd never want to go underground again, and you wouldn't want to be in a tight space. I'm sure you'd become claustrophobic immediately.
Yeah, that's got to cause some sort of psychosis problem. But, well, I guess we got to talk some paranormal. It's been a while for me. I think I'm a little rusty. I have not been keeping up.
You've got good stories just on your own.
Yeah, but see, if I talk about those too much, then it's kind of like a broken record, you know, like the time getting probed, potentially. I don't know for sure, but I was a little sore that day, you know?
Hey, you don't talk about it enough, and that's the thing. You have new weird stuff that happens to you, and you just brush it off all the time.
Oh, there was something weird, but it wasn't probing related. So I have, like, this basement apartment thing in this old house. Now, I know nobody's died here, but I had left, and then I came back. I was like, oh, I forgot my glasses. So I came back down, and I mentioned this before, there's, like, a corner of the basement that just gives me the heebie-jeebies. And they had some workmen here before I even moved here, and he told the house owner that, yeah, there's something evil in the corner or whatever. So it was like both of us validating that there's some sort of presence in this basement. But whatever it is, I'm confident it leaves me alone. You know, whatever it is, it's got his space, and I've got my space, and I'm skeptic to begin with. But anyway, so I came back down. I'm like, oh, I'll get my glasses, and I'm looking for my glasses. I see my glasses. And I hear this loud kind of sound from behind me. And now this apartment thingy is completely walled off. It's got a door. Then the other side of that is just, you know, the washing machine and all that, just a regular basement with a stone ground. And so I hear something, and I turn around, and there's a hammer in the middle of the floor there. And it was just so weird. Like, I don't even know where this hammer came from. Now, sure, maybe it was somewhere teetering, but I don't think so, because I'm down there every day, and I don't know where this hammer came from. Obviously, it came from somewhere down there, but it just made me think. And so I looked at it, because I was rushing to get to work. I put the hammer, and I put it on top of this refrigerator, and I'm like, I don't have time for this ghost shit. You know, I was like, leave me alone. I don't have time for you. And then I took off. So I thought that was a little weird. But every once in a while, something strange does happen. You know, like the door opens by itself. But I know it kind of does that on its own, so I can't really say that that's paranormal. But I've never had anything, like, terrifying. Like, I've never felt somebody touching me or, you know. I'm with somebody right now, and they're, like, motioning me to remind me of something. So another interesting thing that's not in this house was my girlfriend. She moved into this house, and I went over there, and I started to sense a presence in the kitchen and the living room area. Like, you know, like...
Oh, wow.
You know when you walk into a place and you could just, it just feels off?
Yeah.
So I told her, I said, hey... Yeah, you just know, I'm like, enjoy living here because this place is haunted. And, you know, I don't know any history of the place, this, that, the other thing. And so she's been there for a few weeks, whatever. And then just the other day, she had to move in this other bedroom. And I told her, I said, this is like the most haunted bedroom. There's the presence in the kitchen and the living room. But, yeah, there's something going on with this bedroom. So the other day, she heard somebody, like, tapping their fingers on the window in the bedroom, you know, in the middle of the night after she woke up.
And she couldn't figure out
what it was, right? And, you know, you're thinking maybe branches hitting the windows. But apparently it wasn't like that at all. I don't even know if there are branches near the windows. And so she's listening to that for a few seconds. And then she hears a voice right by her head go, hey. And I'm like, so she told me the story, and I'm like, well, I'm not surprised. There's something going on in the house.
And did she just roll over and go back to sleep after she heard something whisper to her?
Yeah, she did. And she's not fazed by it at all. She's not freaked out by it at all. She's kind of one of these people that's like, cool, you know. As long as this isn't like, you know, levitator. She is pretty awesome. As long as it doesn't, like, levitate her in her sleep or have little girls, like, crawling on her ceiling, I think she's okay.
Well, maybe, maybe not.
do you think she should, like, try and cleanse the place? You know, sage it? She was asking me.
No.
I said, well, you could burn sage and stuff like that. But then I also said, you know what? Anytime you acknowledge these forces, I believe personally, even though I'm super skeptical, that you're giving it power.
Yeah, so a lot of times, if she sat there and tried to communicate with it, it's like, oh, yeah, she can hear us. Let's give her the full show.
Yeah.
You know,
so
I guess if it kept going on and they kept trying to get her attention and things like that, I mean, it may come to the point she'll have to say, okay, I know you all are here. And I'm living in your space, you're living in my space, but leave me alone. When you see me walk in this room and get into this bed, please don't talk to me. Please don't bother me until I get up. It might be something as simple as that.
And, of course, I also, even though when I went in there and I can sense this, I've been proven accurate before going to a place, and I'm like, hey, this is haunted. And then they end up telling me that, yeah, there's all this weird activity. But I'm skeptical as well. And so, you know, I'm also thinking, well, maybe it's not haunted. Maybe it's just me or sensing something else. Maybe she was having one of these hypnagogic hallucinations where you're, you know, hallucinating auditorily or, you know, whatever. But you never know.
This is true. And that's always the first thing that we go to is, oh, it's just your imagination. Oh, you're just dreaming this up, or you're thinking that that's what you're hearing. So, but yeah, the tapping on the window, yeah, I can like brush that off. But something's up in my ear talking to me. Yeah, they're gonna have to learn their boundaries.
If that happened to me, you know, even though I might try and skepticize my way out of it, that would startle me. I mean, I would be turning the TV and the light on, and I'd be sleeping like that way for a week.
Yeah,
I watched too many horror movies, you know. So.
Oh yeah, because that's the way it starts out. It's something real innocent and like that, and it's just then it builds up and builds up, and there's more and more and more, and then finally the house explodes.
Yeah, the walls start bleeding and stuff like
yeah.
that. And the walls start bleeding, and the next thing you know, you wake up in the bathroom, naked, staring at the mirror with your index finger out, saying, red rum, red rum. Yeah. I've seen those movies.
Yeah, it could happen. You never know. The tapping on the window, it made me remember of an experience I had in a haunted house, and I actually went to investigate this house, and when it was time to go to sleep, because I think I drove 4 hours to get there, and so by 2 o'clock in the morning I was pretty exhausted and wanted to lay down, and the minute that I would go to sleep I would hear a tapping on the ceiling above my head, and I'd wake up and realize that something is tapping, and then it would quit. It wouldn't tap anymore. So I'd go, just about go to sleep again, and it would start again. And it was just miserable. It was constant. So it made me, in the history of that house, the gentleman that lived there, it destroyed his life, basically. That house was so insane with the noises and the things that were going on in there, and it would wake him up in the middle of the night, and he would punch walls because it would make him so mad because it wouldn't stop.
What if it's like rats in the walls or mice?
Well, you know, and that's what your mind goes to, wants to go to. But when you can't find traces of it, and you have people come in, exterminators and things like that, and they can't, it's just unbelievable. I mean, everything that he tried to explain away all of his problems, all of the goings on in the house, there was no explanation for. But I mean, it got into his head bad enough, and things got even worse. He tried to shoot himself in that bathroom.
Wow.
That was connected to his bedroom. And he tried to commit suicide because it was driving him insane. So, yeah, whenever you said something about tapping, I'm like, oh, my God, that's where my mind goes to.
So you think it's just a spirit? I mean, all skepticism and explanations aside, say it is an actual spirit. Do you think that spirit's just doing that specifically to drive you insane?
In that situation that he was living in, it was a very bad haunting. And it even led to him having health problems. It was that extreme. But a lot of times when they do stuff, they just want to get your attention. So I think it's awesome that she, like, heard that and then just rolled over and, like, meh, I'm going to sleep. I love it.
Yeah.
Maybe if she doesn't give it the full attention that it's wanting, things will stay settled down.
I'm just always, sometimes I don't, I find myself becoming more and more skeptical. I had one of these hypnagogia hallucinations many, many years ago. Maybe it was paranormal, but I immediately identified it as a hallucination. I was the night clerk at my dad's hotel, and who knows if there was paranormal activity there. It was old. There may have been. And what I would do is the door to the hotel would be locked, and I would go into the conference room, and try and sleep on the floor. And there was a phone outside, so if somebody wanted to check in, they could pick it up. It would ring where I'm at, and I'd get up. Well, one night, I woke up, and I saw one of the conference room chairs, and it's not on wheels. It's sliding back and forth, and I can see it, and I can hear it. And it's just like 15 feet away from me, and I'm staring at it. It freaked me out so bad. I get out of the conference room, go up to the front desk, and I'm terrified the remainder of the night. But I'm pretty sure it was, maybe it wasn't, I don't know, but I kind of did my research, and I'm like, oh, that's got to be one of these waking hallucination things. That's why I say never trust anything before you go to right as you're falling asleep or right after you wake up.
Well, that's true, because a lot of people have dreams, and they, in their dream, they're doing exactly what they wake up doing. It's like they were sleepwalking, and in their mind, they're walking down the road barefoot in their pajamas, and they wake up, and that's exactly what they're doing. So they were basically conscious of everything that they were doing. It was just that they didn't seem to be awake enough to know what was going on.
And supposedly, I'm not an expert, but there's a mechanism that prevents you from acting out your dreams. And when that mechanism gets wackadoodle, that's when you start seeing the sleepwalking and doing weird stuff, is when there's the disconnect there. It's
right.
Like in between the sleep and the waking state, you can do some really crazy stuff when that mechanism gets all whacked.
And don't you just like dream only like 15 minutes a night? Isn't that true?
I don't know.
Like your sleep goes through so many different, it's just your dreams are actually just like 15 minutes, but I guess where you go in and out of your different dream states or your different stages of sleep at night, and it may seem like a full night of a dream, but it actually was a little bit here, a little bit there.
Yeah, I remember all my dreams, unfortunately, and it's unfortunate because mostly they're bad. I don't know what that's about. I must have some psychological trauma, but I don't know how long you actually dream or not.
I know. I don't remember all of my dreams. Some of them when they're just really, really vivid and things like that, and it's always connected to whatever's going on in your life, and it's just like your subconscious is just spewing out all this information to you in your dreams, and it seems so weird because what you're dreaming about, how in the world your subconscious comes up with that crap to explain to what's going, that it's telling you, yes, this is what's happening in your life. This is what it all means. It's crazy. I don't know how people learn to interpret dreams, but it's like crazy stuff. Like you have to look at, in your dreams, you have to look at the colors, where you are, like if you're in a house, what room you're in, all of that stuff means different things. It's not exactly what you're dreaming, doesn't exactly show itself. It's just really strange.
Mine are all like volcanoes and tornadoes.
Tornadoes, specifically, I do know it's you've got a lot of chaos going on in your life, a lot of turmoil. I do know that.
I wouldn't say I have a lot of turmoil. My life's pretty white and black. It's pretty go to work, come home, play video games, go to work, have a day off, have a vacation, eat pizza, eat tacos, lay in bed, be lazy. So not a lot of turmoil in that.
No. But then there's all that crazy stuff that happens in between all that mess. All of your terror stuff that you blow off as hallucinations or dreams or, oh, I didn't really see that. There you go.
Yeah, it is funny. It's funny because I just heard something move on the other side of the room, and I have no idea what it was. Like 10 seconds ago, I was like, what the hell was that?
Well, see, and that's why you've had so much trouble trying to get into the show the past few weeks, where you can hear us, but we can't hear you. That's what it is. It's finally gotten into your computer. It's cutting you off.
I got a ghost in the machine. You know, I'm going to have to find all my ghost meters and all that, and I have a Geiger counter. I know it's not radioactive in here. Yeah. It's probably a little demonic ghost girl.
It's probably a little mouse, spirit of a mouse that's gone in and chewing on your wires, and it's really screwed you up.
Well, you know what? You want to hear something creepy? There's probably half a dozen urns on the other side of my room that are filled with the remains of cats. They're not mine, so I'm not trying to let the listeners think that I'm like some creepy cat dude that cremates his cats. They're somebody else's. So there might be ghost cat stuff.
That's creepy. To me, that's creepy. I don't, you know, ugh. I know there's been investigations that I've gone in, and you'll see an urn sitting on the mantle, or they'll say something about, well, Aunt Josie's ashes are in the closet, and we're waiting for Uncle Tom to die because that's supposed to be, you know, no, don't do that.
Well, I just have to be careful eating oatmeal at night so I don't accidentally grab an urn and make kitty oatmeal.
Oh, you're so bad. You're so bad.
Oh, this tastes a little off. This doesn't taste like Quaker. Just add more brown sugar, it'll be fine.
What? That's a Griswold family vacation happening right there. At your house.
Oh. So there may be stuff happening here. I don't know. I ignore it.
Yep. See, that's how you go through life. You're probably this awesome psychic that is just waiting to burst out, and you're just suppressing every bit of it.
Absolutely. And I am suppressing it consciously. Because my goal is to live a mundane life without weirdness or high strangeness or any of that. Be bored. I don't want the excitement of the paranormal, if I can help it.
Why? You would be a great investigator, paranormal investigator.
I got enough on my plate. I don't need that.
What? You've got too much to think about, like whether you want pizza or tacos for the night? Come on.
Well, that is true. But my mind is always racing, and that's a direction I don't want it to go, because then I'll become paranoid, and then I'll, you know, I did the ghost investigation thing. I went to places. I went to people's houses, mostly people's houses, and did all that. I got my fill of it, and it's just, it's just there. Blah. I'm over it.
What was your craziest experience doing an investigation at somebody else's house?
Mm, Well, the one that really left my head, made my head scratch, or made me scratch my head, was we were at the White Eagle, which is connected to the Shanghai tunnels in Portland, Oregon. It's this old bar, and it's got hotel rooms. So, of course, naturally, me and a couple other people rented the most haunted hotel room there. And unfortunately, in that place, they don't shut down the place for us, so there's band music until 2 or 3 in the morning, but eventually everything quiets down. And so when I had first arrived there during the day, I went to the room, I opened the door, and I swear it was like walking into a wall of crappy energy. And it was so strong that I was like, I don't think I can stay in this room. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know that I've ever felt anything that strong, but it was just so heavy in that room. So we set our stuff down. We went back, ate dinner, came back, and the room was totally fine. Thought that was weird. Like, there was no feeling like that, like it was gone. And so that night, in order to get to the hotel rooms, you have to walk up this really long 150-year-old staircase. It's like really, really long. It's really old wood. It makes a lot of noise, blah, blah, blah. So I'm sitting by the door, and I clearly hear, our room is right next to the staircase, and I hear somebody walking down the stairs. And so immediately I open the door, and there's nobody there. There's nowhere for that person to have gone. They couldn't have, you know, that was really weird. And then the other one was in this country house, and we put up, you know, these night vision cameras in the basement, and I could see spiders coming from the ceiling and all this I was smart enough to know that those weren't paranormal spiders, you know, but they do look kind of weird when they're coming down on a web in front of the camera, you know. And so I figured all that out. But when I reviewed the video, I see this mass come out of the floor, and it literally goes right by the camera. And I swear it almost looks partially humanoid. It's weird. Okay. And I have the video somewhere. And I don't know what it was. It couldn't have been light from outside. We drill it down. We tried to figure out exactly what this thing was, but we could never fill it up. But other than that, you know, creepy EVPs, like we got one that said, you know, kill her, and I had my name, somebody go, Jason, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, you know, just the standard EVP stuff, but nothing too. And in that house where that mass came out of the floor, we had a psychic there in the basement, and she's like, I feel like somebody's choking me, and she grabs her throat. And then we went back to the video, and right before she says that, you see this thing fly towards her throat, and then she grabs her throat, and she's like, I feel like somebody's choking me. Just the kind of stuff you see on Ghost Adventures. But, you know, of course, I'm, you know, skeptical about it all. But, yeah, that's about it. I mean, nothing terrible.
You know, as much evidence as everyone that's done paranormal investigations, you get stuff like that all the time. And that's just like with all of these UFO videos and things like that. You've got this. There's this evidence. But people look at that stuff and go, oh, it's fake. Oh, that's not real. That's Photoshopped or whatever. You've got people that no matter what type of evidence, I mean, and you can look at all of this stuff that's come out with the government here lately with UFOs, them showing videos of Tic Tacs and stuff like that in the air. But you've still got people that don't believe it because they've never witnessed it ever. It doesn't make any sense.
Because there's people like me that just don't want to know. They don't pay attention to it.
But you do know. And you do pay attention to it, but you write it off. That's what it is. But
yeah.
You're not going to sit there and tell somebody that, no, that doesn't exist, that can never happen, I don't believe in it.
I will not say that because I don't know. I try to find a logical explanation, but I have not found logical explanations for everything. A lot of things I have, but I'll never tell something tell somebody that no, it doesn't exist. But I wonder about people sometimes, because when I look at these Facebook groups, and I know we talked about this a little bit ago about people believing that they're star seeds and stuff like that, that their origins are from the Pleiades or the Orionis or whatever. And I watch these conversations. I don't comment. But when I see people that believe so much that they're aliens, you know, that their origins aren't from the planet, that they're to me, it's almost laughable. It's terrible that people get into these things, these belief systems, so deep. I just think it's too much.
It really is. And those are the people that, if they ever did experience anything out of the norm, it would absolutely destroy their lives.
Yeah, they build their lives around this thing.
Yes. You're exactly right.
Basically, what I think it comes down to is, you know, we all want to feel special and we all want to feel different. We don't want to acknowledge the fact that we're just pretty much all the same, 8 billion or how many people are on the planet. And so with this one particular Facebook group, you know, I'm a joker. I like to laugh and I like to do funny things. So what people were doing, and sorry if this is rehatching when we talked about this a couple of months ago, but what people were doing is they would post a picture of themselves on this Facebook group, and then they would ask the other Facebook members, you know, where am I from, you know, and then people would say, oh, you're Centaurian or this, that, and the other thing. So to be funny, I grabbed a stock photo from the movie Coneheads, you know, and then I posted that on there and say, hey, can anybody tell me where my origins are from? And most people thought it was hilarious, but there were a couple that got really, really offended and pissed off at me. It wasn't my intention. I just thought it was really funny because people are just so over the top with this sort of thing. And this is why we have cults. People just want to be in a group and feel synchronous with the people around them and feel special. And I'm different from everyone else, you know, but me, I'm a little bit more grounded. I could be wrong. Okay, maybe people are from the stars. I don't know.
Well, and then there's the people that follow these mediums around constantly, and they want to be read over and over and over again. They want to hear about whoever it was that passed away 25 years ago that they never even spoke to, but they want them to tell them that person thought that they were so special. They're groupies. They end up being, they follow these people. They want them to read them over and over and over again. And sometimes it gets really creepy. There's a friend of mine, and it's, she had this lady that any time that my friend was around her, this lady thought that she was supposed to pay her all the attention. She wasn't supposed to talk to anybody else. She wasn't supposed to give anybody a reading, and offered to pay her. She's like, if you will not speak to anybody but me the whole time that you're here, I will pay you this amount of money. And it's like you said, it's because she wanted to feel that special. And even though my friend is not world known and, you know, not famous or anything like that, it's just because she had a special gift. And people can just, they're obsessed with that stuff. And like you said, you probably could be if you kept letting your mind go and go and go and go and didn't halt it.
I could be a superhero.
It gets scary. It really does.
Yeah, and I don't need that anxiety. But I mean, a lot of people are sheep, you know. They just jump on these bandwagons, and are based, there are predators out there. there are psychic predators out there that want money. We hear about it all the time. You know, somebody got arrested for, you know, stealing $100,000 from somebody, a fake psychic. And I do believe there are people that are that have gifts out there. There are a lot of established people that not necessarily psychic gifts, but that defy science in a lot of ways, where their physical abilities are well beyond other people's, you know. And I do believe have psychic gifts, but there's a lot of charlatans out there that are out there to do nothing but take advantage of people that are take advantageable.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, like you said, you see it all the time, and they just funnel money into these 1-800 or 1-900 numbers, you know. California psychics, call us and we can tell you everything that's going on with your life. And people go broke doing that.
Yeah, and I have a friend. I actually know someone that worked for the biggest phone psychic thing, and I talking to him about it because I was fascinated, and he flat out told me he's not psychic. They have a spiel, and they're trained to be, you know, to scam people out as much money as possible, and that's the way it is. And that's not just about the psychic phone lines. It's about everything paranormal. People out there creating fake videos or Photoshop, and you just, it's hard to know what to believe. Disinformation is everywhere.
Right. And that's with everything. That's, you know, it's
yeah, politics, everybody, everything.
Everybody wants to rehash Area 51. My God, there is so much information out there, and everything seems to contradict everything else with the information, and it's done like that on purpose a lot of times, with especially with these big UFO sightings and these military bases and things like that. Some little truth got leaked out and it got told, and then this one wants to go investigate it, and they come up with a whole different story, and you know, and they're spoon-fed this information by the government. If you think you can contact anybody at the Pentagon and they're going to tell you the truth about anything that's happened, come on. You know, they'll make up the biggest lie and the biggest story for whatever you want to hear. And then you put it out there as the gospel, and it's just because it came from our government. Okay, well, they don't lie. Come, people, please. Just do your own stuff.
It's all a bunch of lies.
It is. It really is. That's what our whole life is based on. And one day, when you find out the real truth, your mind will be blown.
And I know somebody who knew somebody that used video editing software to levitate their cat in the middle of the night, and the video went viral. I mean, that's the other thing, is you look at some of these videos, and you know, a lot of people are smart. There are a lot of smart people out there, and a lot of these videos get called out for being fake, but there are a lot of people that really could use some critical thinking skills, because I see videos that are blatantly, terribly fake, and I mean, you can tell that they're not what they claim to be.
Yeah.
And people just follow it like, oh my God, that's the most amazing paranormal evidence I've ever seen. It's, you know, they're among us. It's crazy. I'm going to start a cult. That's it.
If anybody wants to join my cult.
Oh yeah, I will hone my speaking ability, and I will get into the minds of millions. And all I want is your money, and I want a compound with a bunker and some ponies,
yeah,
and my own taco stand. And we will worship something to do with UFOs or an alien race. I'll create my own alien race, one that's never been heard of before. And we'll worship
people.
Them, and I will... Unicorn people. Dudes, people with horse heads and unicorn horns. And, yeah, they're out there. They're watching us right now. And I will be the only one that will be able to channel their wonderful knowledge.
Yeah,
I'm gonna start putting this down on paper. So, anybody can join, just as provided that they have money. Of course, I don't know, no free handouts.
Well, see, yeah, there was a lot of cults that do that. It's like once you join in, you have to give them all of your money, all of your worldly possessions, because once you come here, you're not going to need any of that because you will be taken care of. You know, you're going to grow a garden and you're going to can and freeze your own food and things like that. So, yeah, you could get rich pretty quick, Jason.
I will take care of my flock. I will be their dentist, their doctor, everything. I will take care of everyone's needs.
You're going to become a proctologist and a gynecologist?
Well, I was going to say gynecologist, but I didn't feel that was appropriate. But since you mentioned it, that was my third thing it was going to be. And I don't think proctologists are even around. I think proctology merged into gastroenterology. But that's just me being a doctor nerd. See, I could be a doctor.
So are you going to have an all-female cult, or are you going to allow men in, or how's this going to work?
Well, I think I will naturally surround myself with women, but I will need an armed force. I won't discriminate. It'll be anybody can be part of my army, and it's going to be pretty amazing.
Are you going to make it like back in the Roman days where they wear togas and stuff like that? Hail Caesar.
They will only have to wear togas on Sunday. And two-piece bathing suits during the week.
Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
You better move.
I'm making this up.
You better move.
I got it. Yes. So, I don't know. More details to come in the future on Paranormal Horizons, because I haven't really – this isn't well thought out yet. This is just in the initial stages. But once it's established, I will open it up to any wealthy men or women, and we will have our paradise somewhere.
Yeah, there you go. Somewhere south where you can wear bathing suits.
This makes me want to watch a Jim Jones documentary.
There you go. That'll give you something to do while you're eating your tacos and your pizza.
Yeah. Oh, well, you know, I have to say, I'm kind of on a diet now. I'm too fat, so I'm trying to lose weight. So I'm trying to avoid those foods. Depressing.
Uh-oh. Get your girly figure back so you can be pleasing to the masses.
That's right.
Yeah, because
you'll
have to get buff. You'll have to start working out and stuff, because if you're going to get all these, you're going to have your flocks of females following you around. You're going to have to be pretty buff looking.
Well, I do have a unnatural charisma as it is, so I've got the good building block to work from. So yeah, so maybe get rid of some of these fat rolls and
I bet
rashes.
Your girlfriend's really rolling her eyes about right now too.
I don't know. She went upstairs. I think she got tired of me talking nonsense.
Well, yeah, that'll be pretty interesting whenever the next time she gets awaken at night to see if they say something else other than hey, trying to get her attention.
Well, I will keep everybody posted. I anticipate that she will be experiencing more activity based on my assessment of the location, even though I'm skeptical.
Well, but you felt you felt an energy, but now deep didn't feel bad or heavy to you, correct?
Right. You know what it felt like to me? I feel like somebody just died in the house, but nothing like evil or anything like that. I had one time, a long, long time ago, I was in communication with a lady, and she wanted us to investigate this house, and I just had a really bad feeling of it. Like, the little voice inside my head said, don't go to this location, don't go to this location. And so I kind of chickened out, and I called the psychic, and I'm like, hey, just so you know, this is the vibe I'm getting. And she's like, yeah, you don't have to go. And she went there, and she was like, she was glad I didn't go, because apparently it's like super, super terrible. And so I believe I can sense some things, because that was my intuition was telling me, you know, not to get myself involved in that one. But
listen to that voice.
Yeah, it's just something was really off about it. And I don't remember the details. As I recall, the activity that she was having was pretty extreme. But the activity alone wasn't scaring me off. It was just like, I was just sensing that I shouldn't go. And I'm glad I didn't. But
yeah,
my girlfriend's house. Yeah, my girlfriend's house doesn't feel like it. It feels like you're just standard, residual, or maybe even not residual haunting, but I didn't get an impression that it was scary or anything like that. Like, I wouldn't not stay there because of it.
Well, that's good. But, you know, like I said before, there's a lot of people that don't listen to that inner voice that tells them, I guess, your gut instinct is what a lot of people call it. They don't listen to it, and then when they go opposite of what it's tugging at them to do, they tend to usually regret it pretty badly.
Yeah, you got to follow your gut, and not just with the paranormal, but everything in life. The people that you surround yourself with, you know. I was hanging around when I first got into doing podcasting. Before Paranormal Horizons, I was on another show, and, you know, it got to a point where I knew that I had to break that tie, and then I started Paranormal Horizons, and it was the right thing to do. You got to follow your gut with everything, from jobs, relationships, and everything else.
Oh, definitely.
As they say, your gut never lies.
And that goes for, you know, when you meet somebody for the first time and you're like, oh, no, I don't want anything to do with this at all. Listen to that voice, because that's usually the voice that keeps you out of trouble. And because we all get that, you know, first impressions go a long way. And if you don't listen to that, a lot of times you end up regretting that.
Absolutely. Yep, you got to follow your gut. Mine's always been really good, and it's gotten me out of a lot of trouble, potential trouble, because I do listen to it, and more people need to listen to your inner voice.
Right.
When things don't feel right, you know.
And don't overthink it, because a lot of people will get an impression, you know, or whatever, and then they overthink it, and then they make the monster bigger than what it actually really was in the first place.
I am the king of the overthinker. That's like my shtick. That's what I do. I wish there was a way to shut that off, but the benefit of overthinking things a lot is, well, it's going to create a lot of inner turmoil and anxiety within yourself. But it also does a really good job of keeping you out of trouble. You have to find an equilibrium of thinking enough, but not overthinking. And I haven't found that point yet.
They make meds for that, Jason.
Yeah, and they've tried to throw that crap down my throat before, but I'm not going to have something that changes brain chemistry. Hell no. Hell no. The government and the corporations and drug corporations are this is the problem with society, probably in large. It's having all these pills shoved down your throat. Everybody's on something, Adderall, or, you know, those SSRIs, depression, and everything else. You know, it's a huge monster, and I believe it's a huge problem. Certainly there are cases where people, you know, need that stuff. Otherwise, they'll just kill themselves. But it's grossly overprescribed. If you go to your doctor and you say, oh, I felt depressed 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday afternoon. Oh, well, here, take these pills for the rest of your life. You know, it's ridiculous. Just like antibiotics. Everything's overprescribed. But that's a monster for another show because we're out of time anyway.
Oh, wow. Dang, that flew by.
Yeah, it did.
Well, it was good to hear your voice again.
I'm back. Apparently this setup works. It's kind of ghetto and not fancy like I'm used to. But it looks like it gets the job done. So it looks like I can just lay in bed with my laptop and headphones.
Well, see, now that's exactly what you enjoy doing. And you have now... the gods have spoken, and this is what you're supposed to do.
All right. Well, I'm going to listen to my inner voice, and that's telling me that this is a setup to use. So I guess I can box up all the other fancy crap and just do it cheap style.
There you go.
$30 headphones and a $400 laptop instead of a $2,000-plus computer, and you know.
You can always go simple. Simple usually does it much better.
That's right. Go simple. Well, I guess we'll close her out. Hopefully people actually listen to this, considering it's an hour earlier. But we'll go ahead and keep this time, and it works better for everyone, like I said. Unless you have anything else, Maria, I guess we'll close her out. I'm going to go for a nighttime walk, and you can bet I'm going to be looking up at the stars. Maybe I'll have a UFO story for next week.
Excellent. I look forward to it.
All righty. With that, I hope everybody has a safe and wonderful weekend, and we'll see everybody back 7 o'clock p.m. West Coast time for another episode of Paranormal Horizons. And if you enjoy funny memes and are not looking for anything paranormal, check out Paranormal Horizons on Facebook, but just don't expect anything paranormal. And with that, good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.